A lot of video gamers had to drag themselves back into the real world today after a big weekend in front of their screens. Sales broke records last week as two new games hit the stores. The new version of Call of Duty sold 6 million copies. That's a game that falls in the category known as first-person shooters. And fantasy role-playing fans bought 3 million copies of the new version of Elder Scrolls. It's called Skyrim. Beth Accomando of member station KPBS reports.
My 18-year-old son, Tony Weidinger, spent the last 3 days fighting infinite dragons. And this morning, he sounded wiped out.
Picked up Elder Scrolls Skyrim on Friday at about 1 in the morning. And I've been playing all weekend. It's now 5:30 Monday morning, and I've played about 20 hours.
Skyrim is the fifth installment in the fantasy role-playing game, The Elder Scrolls. Players fight all sorts of magical and monstrous enemies, including plenty of dragons. The prospect of such an adventure had my son all revved up last Thursday night as he went to wait in line for the game.
We got there at 10, so we figured that we would at least get a good position in line. We did. We're like fifth, sixth. Come home, set up two TVs, two systems with two different games, and play them until our bodies give out or we have to leave.
That was a typical plan of attack for most of the people waiting in line at the GameStop in the San Diego suburbs. Like my son and his friend, David Petruzza was planning to dedicate his weekend to Skyrim.
Oh, for a game like this, you should more or less just say goodbye to your life now. You know, wife, kids, job, bills, bye.
I'm going to play like 24 hours and then drink a Mountain Dew to keep me up and then play another 24 hours.
Kira Morales was one of the few female gamers in line. But everyone was excited about the rare opportunity of picking up a new release on a Friday before a three-day weekend with nothing to distract them from going home and immediately playing their new game. Modern Warfare 3, on the other hand, came out at 12:01 a.m. on Tuesday, says 17-year-old Cameron Martin. And a lot of gamers had to choose between sleeping, school, and blowing people away online.
I hear a lot of students came down with Modern Warfare-itis Tuesday.
The attendance office at Cameron's school couldn't verify a spike in absenteeism, but they laughed and said they would start paying more attention to the gaming release schedule. Teachers reported a lot of bleary-eyed students who could barely drag themselves to class on Tuesday after late-night sessions of Modern Warfare 3.
Watch and learn.
So if your kid or coworker was a little slow today or couldn't quite focus, Skyrim or Modern Warfare 3 might be the culprit. For NPR News, I'm Beth Accomando.